Hi, Josie.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Is this Josie from Olympia, Washington?
It is. Olympia, Washington. I remembered.
You remembered to call. Well, just for the sake of full disclosure for all you listeners out there, Josie is a patient of mine. And I do ask patients to call because when they're doing their programs and they're learning and experiencing and getting results, we agree, right, Josie? We agree that it's worth sharing our experience, which may save someone else a little bit of suffering. What do you think about that?
That's exactly why I called in. I have been watching my blood pressure numbers drop. And I love it.
That was one of your, just to back up for a second before we launch into that, because of course that is the meat and potatoes of why you came. How did you come to hear about me or come to get your nutrition response testing evaluation in the first place?
Well, I heard this radio show.
You heard the radio show.
I did. I'm a
Mr. Blabbermouth speaking. Yeah, go ahead.
I was looking for something interesting to listen to between Portland and Olympia, and I was driving home one Sunday morning, and I chanced upon your radio show, and I was just totally intrigued with, the stand you were taking for people with, diabetes and all these so-called, intractable health problems that people had. I'm like, gee, that sounds really cool. And, so I called the next day and made an appointment.
You did, and you came in.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your evaluation. You what? I'm sorry?
And it's a two-hour drive for me.
And it's a two-hour drive for you.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You called, you got the evaluation. Mm-hmm. And what, was it painful in any way? Was it?
No, not at all painful.
Oh, good.
It doesn't hurt a bit.
Good. Except for the information.
it's kind of stunning to find out that, my body actually needs to go off of, go off of all grains, sugar, and eggs. And when I first got that information, it was kind of like, oh, man, what is there left to eat?
Right, what is there left to eat? And, of course, I said that that's not necessarily for a lifetime.
Right, right.
Well, sugar is.
My body needs, right, yeah, sugar is.
Concentrated sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
But, not necessarily the grains and not necessarily the eggs. But those were things that your body, those were the food sensitivities are one of the five barriers to healing that I speak about all the time. Mm-hmm. Food sensitivities, chemicals, metals, scars, and immune challenges. It is startling to figure it out because, everybody really thinks, I just eat a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But as you calculate it, as you look at it, because you, of course, have to keep diet diaries for me, you're really eating a lot more than just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got that information. And I provided you not only with the with that, but also with a specific, individualized, diet itself, so that I could actually fill in some of the holes, so that I could give you a strategy to eat. Right?
Yep. Yeah. It was all very, you're so supportive. I mean, so passionate about getting people back to health. That it, even in those times when I am not feeling quite so committed, it's just like you are such a stand for it that is really irresistible.
Well, thank
you. You see what's possible. You tell me what's possible, and it helps me keep track. And besides, once I stopped eating grain, the craving for sugar just evaporated.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's probably, for me, I think that was one of the most startling results of finding and eliminating the food sensitivities because, I myself, am a chocoholic, a confessed chocoholic. I haven't had a piece of chocolate in about, 6 or 7 years, but,
mm-hmm.
but I consumed quite a bit of it and I really blamed it on the fact that I craved sugar all the time. And, when when I actually found the answer and applied the solution to beginning to get my body well, the sugar cravings just disappeared.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's just so they're just so interconnected, you know, but it was weird and startling, and it makes it not nearly as hard as it appears to be.
To do it.
Yeah, to do it.
Right, right. So you can handle the sugar cravings, and you stopped eating those grains, and how long did it take, you know, when you began to apply yourself, how long did it take to begin to see improvements?
Oh, I think I was noticing improvement within a week or two, in terms of being able to sleeping better.
Yeah. So what were the let's back up just a sec.
Yeah.
What were your main concerns, your main health concerns?
Mine are hypertension. I am taking an antidepressant that I would like to get off of, and not sleeping very well. Sometimes menopausal, like hot flashes. You know, it was just, you know, nothing really life threatening, but it was just, I didn't think.
A lot of blinking red lights on the dashboard.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And here I am, you know, I'm 54 years old, and I don't want to be adding more pharmaceuticals to my regimen. And I'd rather just eliminate them entirely. So that's where I was coming from.
Right, and why? In your own words, Josie, what is it about the adding the pharmaceuticals that kind of concerns you?
Well, aside from the whole healthcare, you know, debate where all the prices are going up astronomically all the time, it just feels like they're just masking, you know, the problem, making me feel better, but not really getting to the source.
Right, right. Because of course you add one drug, and then it has a side effect, and then you add another drug, and then it has a side effect, and pretty soon you're taking 6 or 7 or 10 drugs, and they're all for the side effects from the from the drug before it. You kind of lose track as to, you know, what caused what and what's really going on.
Exactly.
So you began to get some results. Your sleeping began to improve within a couple weeks.
Yep, within a couple weeks.
And then what other changes have occurred? How long have you been on the program?
I think I started in August.
So August, September, October, what, about 2.5?
2.5 months, about.
Yeah. And what result?
I am noticing my blood pressure dropping.
And were you taking medication for that?
Yes.
Are you still taking medication?
I actually ran out of it last week and decided to see what would happen.
Uh-huh.
If I didn't take any.
And your blood pressure is still coming down?
Coming down. Yeah. It's still coming down.
Oops.
And, I'm just kind of like, wow, this is powerful stuff. And you know, when you start getting results like that, that's its own motivation.
Right.
I want to see more of that.
Right. We want to see more. Then, of course, like you say, if you, you know, kind of get a little loosey-goosey on the diet.
Oh, yeah. I notice it right away.
You notice it right away. And I imagine if you look at your blood pressures, you know, long enough, you'll notice that those will start to, you know, kind of trend back up.
Yep, they do. I've noticed it just in the last week. So, it's quite immediate feedback. Like the next day, I notice my blood pressure is up if I've had something that I really shouldn't have, or maybe that was, you know, it was questionable whether it contained something I wasn't supposed to eat.
Right. That's kind of another confusing thing too, isn't it? You know, because the food supply is so contaminated with soy and processed corn products and those types of things, that it's really hard to find a processed food that might not contain, certainly in the grain category or even in the nuts and the seed category too. It's interesting.
It may not say corn on the label or soy on the label. But if it's got that little caveat about, you know, processed in the same facility that handles these things, it can very well be cross-contaminated. And I just bring it in, the questionable food into you, and you test it, and you give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and then I know.
To either you know, go ahead and use it or avoid it. And yeah, that little issue there. Testing it is really important. And of course, you know, the get out of jail free label that are put on these products, indicating that a product may be made or processed, you know, in a plant that also processes soy or corn or wheat or eggs or dairy or those types of things. Of course, those labels are put on there because now people are finally, the mainstream is finally recognizing that, gee, food sensitivities really do exist.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, lawyers are counseling their clients vis-a-vis, you know, the corporate types. You better get these labels on there, because if anything does happen, then you're off the hook.
Right.
But unfortunately, the food can still be contaminated.
Exactly.
So, of course, that I always recommend then, what is the solution to that? Solution to that is eat fresh food.
Right. Don't eat dead food.
Don't eat dead food. Don't eat processed food.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that good.
So you're doing better. You have a strategy to absolutely improve your health, you would say?
Mm-hmm.
Anything?
I feel confident about that. Yeah.
and would you mind, Josie, there's one thing that I think people would really like to know, and that is that, you know, you do get a little loosey-goosey at times. You do fall off the wagon at times. Would you be willing to share with somebody what that is, you know, or what you feel that is, and you know, why it's so important to have, you know, someone in your corner that just kind of nudges you back into talk about that just a little bit.
You know, I probably notice it the most in social situations. For example, my daughter got married, had a celebration at the Portland Spaghetti Factory, and I cannot eat pasta, and I love pasta. And so, those are the situations where I'm like, well, I'll just have a couple of bites, you know, and things like that. So it's usually in a social situation, if someone brings something in at work, you know, and wants to share things, and everyone else is having one. You know, but I'm learning. I keep a stash of nuts in my desk drawer and in my car, you know, so that it's not hunger that would motivate me.
Right. Yeah. Preparation, mm-hmm. basically. And that's such a real thing for, you know, it was for me and, you know, for other people. It's just, I mean, we live in a society which just guzzles down lots of dead food, and it's really hard for people who recognize that they can't do it, and most can't, by the way, but not most take responsibility for eliminating it like you have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the results are clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Oh, I'm totally bored. And slipping off the wagon less and less.
Slipping off the wagon less and less is exactly right. So what would you say? What would you say to folks out there, Josie, who want to take control of their health, who are looking for, you know, an effective, you know, natural, and you would call it that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Effective natural means of restoring their health and getting on their getting on a path. I mean, what would you say to them?
I would say, you know, go see Paul. He and his staff are wonderful. And just get tested and see what's really going on with your body.
Get tested.
Yeah.
Yeah, get tested.
Fascinating, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just go in, get tested, hear the results. And then you can decide if, you know, the short-term gain of eating what you want is worth the long-term risk to your health, or if you want to switch around and say, the short-term deprivation, if you will, eliminating foods that are poisoning you for a while is worth the long-term health. And I think, I think it's totally worth it.
That's fabulous. Josie, thank you so much for calling. I know you don't have to take the time, to do this. And I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you folks out there appreciate it, because you can, like Josie, like me, actually, benefit from finding out what your specific individualized, needs are, so that you can get on track and actually get well safely, naturally, and effectively. And you would echo that, wouldn't you, Josie?
Yep, totally.
Well,
it's totally worth it.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Yeah, and I'll see you next week.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks again, Josie. Bye-bye.